heard that name, but I don't believe I can.
Are those the things that people have with fried fish? Those little fried things?
That must be it.
Okay. What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
Yeah, I know.
Okay. What do you call cornmeal when it's cooked up sort of like grits?
A gruel.
Okay. Now, would that be the same as kush and mush?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, how are they made?
The kush is
Some people call it dressing.
Uh-huh.
We call it kush. It's a made up, you stew your chicken and you know, take your pound of cornbread that done got baked,
uh-huh,
and add that water to it until it's not a soup, not a mush. It's got a right temperature to it. Not too soft, not too dry.
Mm-hmm.
And you got the right season there, you got something good to eat.
Yeah, I believe it. That sounds good. What do you call bread and loaves that's made out of white flour?
Light bread.
Okay. Would you call it anything different if it were made at home? Or would it be light bread right on? What do you call a round, sweet thing? It's about that big around and it has a hole in the middle.
Donut.
Okay. And what do you call round, flat cakes that are made with white flour and you cook them on a grease skillet and eat them with syrup?
Pancakes.
Okay. Have you ever called them anything besides pancakes?
Flapjacks.
Okay. What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
The middling.
Okay. Now, have you ever called that anything else besides middling?
Sour bosom.
Hmm?
White bacon.
They call it white bacon. Some people call it sour bosom.
Okay. Well, now, do you remember which one of those terms your parents used? Which one would be the older word?
The what?
Do you know which word would be the older word?
Of what?
Of middling or sow bosom or white bacon, is that which?
Well, the white bacon, I think.
Maybe call it middling.
What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog joel and hog's head and things like that?
Hog head cheese.
Okay. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry? When you bite into a cherry, what do you call the thing in the middle?
I didn't quite get it.
A cherry? When you bite into a cherry, what do you call the hard thing in the middle?
Don't get it.
Okay. Well, what about a peach? What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a peach?
Well, I call it a kernel.
Okay. What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the